Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Shakira, S-H-A-K-I-E-R-A, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. I'm going to start with a record review. We'll number these. Number one is claim petition, :2023-13724. Number two is answers to claim petition. Number three is progress notes from Inspira Health with Dr. Weish, W-Y-C-H-E, and Dr. Bullock, B-U-L-L-O-C-K, :5/11/22. Next, progress notes from Dr. M-E-P-P-I-N-E-N-I of Concentra, :5/16/23. Next, progress notes from Dr. Adam Zucconi of Premier Orthopedics, :8/3/23-8/17/23. Next, MRI lumbar spine from Jefferson Health, :8/16/23. Next, need for treatment evaluation by Dr. Stephen Kirshner, :10/4/23. According to the information obtained from the examinee, Shakira Smith is a 31-year-old woman who reports she was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 5/18/23. Appears she was the restrained driver of a vehicle that was rear-ended. Appeared the front of her vehicle then struck another car. Appeared she was jolted forward but did not experience loss of consciousness. Appeared her head did hit the headrest. Appeared she believes she injured her neck, shoulder, and back and was seen at Jefferson Hospital emergency room afterwards. Period. She does relate being confused at the time of impact. Period. She has completed her course of active treatment and did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Period. A paragraph. As per the records provided, she filed a claim petition alleging she sustained injuries to the neck, comma, left shoulder, comma, and back from the accident of 5/18/23. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show she was seen on 5/11/22 before the evaluation by Dr. Weish, W-I-C-H-E, Bullock, B-U-L-L-O-C-K. Period. This was a family practice visit. Period. It was described she was a new patient and needed a PPD test. Period. She also offered complaints of low back pain for which she was referred to a chiropractor upon her request. Period. A variety of laboratory studies were ordered. Period. After the subject event, she was seen on 5/26/23 at Concentra. Period. She described the injury of 5/18/23. That was a motor vehicle accident. Period. She claimed to have injured her back, left shoulder, and neck. Period. She was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room afterwards and referred to orthopedics. Period. At this visit, Ms. Smith was noted to have undergone x-rays of the lower back and a CAT scan of the neck in the emergency room. Period. There were no acute findings reported. Period. She was diagnosed with cervical and trapezius strain as well as lumbar strain. Period. She was quickly referred for physical therapy by physician assistant Mupanani. Period. Any paragraph. On 8/3/23, she was seen by Dr. Zucconi orthopedically, complaining of neck and lumbar pain. Period. The back pain goes down both her legs to the top of her feet. Period. This pain in the cervical spine did not radiate. Period. He wrote, exam was within normal limits for age and including full near full flexion and painful extension. Pierre is subject to complaints of pain that radiates from the back into the lower extremities. Pierre de Weber, she has no focal examination findings consistent with motor weakness. Pierre, there were no sensory changes on exam. Pierre, occasionally subjectively, she feels numbness in the lower right extremity, more than the left, radiating into the side of the foot. Pierre, he diagnosed lumbar strain and radiculopathy, for which he ordered an MRI of the lumbar spine. Period. She had already participated in 2 rounds of physical therapy by this visit. Period. New paragraph. MRI of the lumbar spine was done on 8/16/23. Period. There were no disc herniations, common significant spinal canal, or neural foraminal stenosis. Period. She followed up with Dr. Zucconi on 8/17/23. Period. She denied any improvement in her symptoms. Period. He started her on diclofenac gel. Period. He cleared her for work with no restrictions. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Kirshner performed a need for treatment evaluation on 10/4/23. Period. He noted her course of treatment to date, including Dr. Zucconi recommended injections, but she was not interested in getting them. Period. Dr. Kirshner noted the results of a CAT scan of the cervical spine dated 5/18/23 at Jefferson Health, where they showed straightening of the normal cervical lordotic curve with no evidence of spondylolisthesis or fracture, but there was evidence of degenerative disc disease with mild disc space narrowing and small anterior osteophytes at C4-5 and C5-6. Period. He diagnosed cervicalgia and lumbago. Period. Dr. Kirshner opined she had no spinal surgery recommendations for either the cervical or lumbar spines. Period. He did recommend a short course of physical therapy, but did not believe additional pain management would be curative in nature. Period. He did not schedule her for follow-up. Period. Physical examination. Extremities upper, normal. Shoulders, normal. Extremities lower. She wore sweatpants, limiting visualization and pinprick testing proximally. Period. The rest of that is normal. Cervical. Active flexion was 30 degrees, common extension 40 degrees, and left rotation to 50 degrees with tenderness. Period. Right rotation and bilateral side bend were full. Period. She had superficial global tenderness throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Period. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic. She had superficial tenderness in the left interscapula area in the absence of spasm, but there was none in the right or in the midline. Period. The rest of that is normal. Lumbosacral. She was able to walk on her heels and toes, but complained of low back tenderness while doing so. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 50 degrees and the pain in the left shoulder. This is non-physiologic. Motion in extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending was full. She had superficial non-localizing tenderness, palpation around the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm. And the rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 5/18/23, Shakira Smith was involved in a motor vehicle accident. Period. She was seen at the emergency room the same day where diagnostic studies failed to identify any acute abnormalities. Period. She followed up at Inspira Health. Scratch that. She followed up at Concentra on 5/26/23 and was initiated on conservative care. Period. She remained symptomatic and was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zucconi. appeared he had to undergo an MRI of the lumbar spine at 8/16/23 that was entirely unimpressive. Appeared as of 8/17/23, he released her from care to full duty. Appeared she then underwent a need for treatment exam with Dr. Kirshner on 10/4/23. Appeared he found no surgical problems in the cervical or lumbar spine. Appeared he also cleared her for work and suggested another short course of physical therapy. Appeared the paragraph of the current exam found there to be variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Appeared flexion actually elicited left shoulder tenderness that is non-physiologic. Appeared she had decreased range of motion in the cervical spine. Appeared she had superficial global tenderness throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Appeared Sperling's maneuver was negative. Appeared neither sitting nor supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited low back or radicular complaints. Appeared there was full range of motion of the upper and lower extremities. Appeared provocative maneuvers of the left shoulder were negative. Appeared new paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck, comma, left shoulder, comma, or back. Appeared Ms. Smith's soft tissue injuries have resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. She has been able to return to work with the insured, but is now in a desk job. Period. She currently informs this evaluator that the lumbar MRI found herniated nucleus pulposus and nerve damage, notwithstanding the actual objective findings, period, and that is the end.